When Poole joined him on the control deck 6 hours later, 7794 was hundreds of times more brilliant and was moving so swiftly against its background that there was no question of its identity, and it was no longer a point of light. It had begun to show a clearly visible disk. They stared at that passing pebble in the sky with the emotions of sailors on a long sea voyage skirting a coast on which they cannot land, though they were perfectly well aware that 7794 was only a lifeless, airless chunk of rock. This knowledge scarcely affected their feelings. It was the only solid matter they would meet this side of Jupiter, still 200 million miles away.